What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. I just finished responding to an email from somebody living in Washington State. Basically saying that not everybody on EBT is lazy. No, there aren't. There are genuinely people who need help, and I have no problem with that at all. I think the issue that Dave was trying to raise are those people who prefer living on welfare, EBT, handouts, whatever, rather than getting a job. And I was mentioning to this gentleman who wrote me that I saw a lot of this when I lived in Los Angeles. And when we moved to Washington State briefly, Claire and I lived there, it was very refreshing to see, because the Washingtonians do have, overall, a good work ethic. And they reminded me so much of family and friends that I knew when I was growing up in New Hampshire. So I hope he understands that what Dave and I are concerned about are people who prefer to live on handouts as opposed to going to a job. There are some other factors we need to keep in mind, and that is that work has to be very rewarding. First of all, monetarily, got to have a decent wage and salary if you're going to buy a home and build for the future. It's got to be rewarding emotionally. You've got to feel good about yourself being there. Those are two factors that are definitely missing in the current labor market. There are so many surplus employees that managers are just treating them badly. That's working against it. And the other aspect of it is that there is so much siphoning of wealth out of the public, both by the government through taxation and through corporate CEOs who are earning salaries and bonuses way out of line with corporate leadership in other countries. There's a tremendous wealth inequality here. And after a while, people working in an environment like that, they're going to get discouraged. They're working hard. They're not seeing their own life improve from it. They're only seeing the lives of the bosses improve from it. And that's going to drag anybody down. That was another factor that led to the eventual demise of the Soviet Union, where it was all communistic. No matter what you worked or what you did, this was what you earned. And after a while, people just get tired and say, I'm tired of this. All right, we're going to take some phone calls. Oh, Steve Elkins is on the line. Steve, aloha. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, excellent show. The comments your last caller made about the truck driver, about this youth not having work ethic, a lot of it I believe is true. They don't. I mean, some of these kids in the high school or by my high school are driving nicer cars than I have, but that's a parent not being a parent and being more of a buddy and giving them what they want, not being a good parent. But we also, at the same time, have a problem with our government. These kids who may do want to have some work, get some work ethic, the government's discouraging it by making you get permits for cutting grass or shoveling snow.
Selling lemonade.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. Here, these kids want to get work ethic. You and I probably did this. I did this. I shoveled snow in the winter, and I cut a lot of grass mm-hmm. in the summertime, and it was great. Mm-hmm. And then I worked into the food chain as far as fast food for a little while, good work ethic while you're going to school. But and you establish that, and then you work up from that. But, when they're trying to take these kids and shake them down, and a permit to cut grass in your neighborhood, that's crazy. That's crazy stuff.
It absolutely is. and it's not just government. Many, many years ago, I actually taught remedial math at a Southern California high school. And there were some students hanging around who wanted to learn more than was being taught in the regular math class. Now, this is back in the heyday of the slide rule, which tells you how long ago this happened. And so I just sort of pulled together this little lunch club. These kids would come in during the lunch break. They'd bring their lunch with them, and I would teach them how to use the slide rule. And we got shut down by the administration because the policy, even all the way back then, was to give everybody an equal mandated education. And so the kids who wanted to excel were being discouraged. And I thought that was very destructive back then. And that's why I didn't stay in that particular job. I loved the kids. I couldn't deal with the administration.
Yeah. And he was worried that this generation is not going to know the feeling to own a home. Yeah, a lot of them will, actually. You know, they're going to graduate college, not be able to get jobs, still live at mom and dad's house in the basement. They're just going to wait for mom and dad to kick off, and then they'll inherit the house.
that's probably a view.
Yep.
Okay, Steve, anything else?
That's it. Oh, no, I did have one question I've read both pro and con on Amazon buying up Target. It sounds like it wouldn't really boost their economic profile more than about 10-15%, and then some say they think that it's going to happen because they're going to challenge Walmart at some point in time and trying to kind of monopolize this whole retail market. So I'm just kind of throwing that your way. What do you think the direction they'll go?
Well, I think Amazon is probably going to acquire Target just to show some growth. And, yeah, there's going to be a war between Amazon's and Walmart. But Walmart is apparently starting to get into order online and delivery. So they're both crossing over into each other's area. And again, I'd like to see more companies out there competing, because competition is always good for bringing down prices and driving up quality of product. But if we come down to just one giant national retailer, then, as we've seen in the past before, prices will go up, quality will go down, and the attitude will be, we're going to sell you what it is best for us to sell you, and you should be happy with that.
Yeah, agree. Hey, thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Thank you for the phone call, and we're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And then we're going to go right on back to the phones to Francis in North Carolina. Aloha, Francis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, aloha. To you both.
Aloha.
I'll tell you what. It's interesting you mentioned about that, some of those big box stores or whatever that are shutting down and so forth. And prior to that, a lot of mom and pop entrepreneurial shops have had to close because of that, because people want things cheap. They want in big bulk and whatever have you, which in a way is not bad. At the same time, it's certainly not helping, especially considering that what a lot of the big box stores have is primarily plastic in one way, shape,
yes,
or form. It has no substance at all. Except for tantalizing moment where you plug it in and play it and it's shot in under a week. But I think what people don't realize is that when they basically allow the smaller stores that tend to be more specialized in this, that, or whatever have you, and they allow those to go down the toilet, as it were, and close down, they're basically shooting themselves in the foot, because
yes,
they are losing an expertise in a given shop mercantile of what those folks had to offer. And they may have said, well,
losing the knowledge that the salesman has of the product or the shop owner. And, you know, we used to have a small computer shop locally, Personal Touch Computers, and the guy who owned it and ran it was very smart and knew all about computers and knew how to fix them. And you could go on in there and discuss a problem and you could get an answer. You go into someplace mm-hmm. like Best Buy the salespeople there can point you to a product. But if you're asking anything technical, they're clueless, except for the Geek Squad people.
Well, they basically have the deer in the headlight expression on their face and they have no idea,
yes,
period. So, if people start complaining about, oh, this place is closed now, that place is closed now, well, guess who caused it? Take a look in the mirror and look at what you let go of and didn't bother to support that was around you locally, for that matter. So,
yes,
in a way, I really have no empathy for such folks, because they had it right there at them and they decided to go for something cheap and big and flashy. So, anyway.
Well, right now here in Hawaii, there's actually a big push to stimulate more small locally owned businesses. There's been a media campaign to use the locally owned supermarkets because they're sourcing their produce from right here in Hawaii, which means you're less exposed to chemicals and the possibility of GMO. And they do this every once in a while. Back when Claire and I were still doing radio commercials, we got involved with their Buy Hawaii program. I agree. It might be a good idea for people all over the country to start thinking about stimulating the small local businesses as insurance, because so many of these big box retailers have gotten into financial trouble. We're hearing about massive closing. Walmart is closing stores, Sam's Clubs, Sears. They're all closing their stores. And if we're going to keep the basic necessities available, we have to start supporting our small local businessmen. And yes, it's going to cost us more, and that's not an easy thing in these hard economic times. But if we're all forced to be dependent on this one big giant store and it goes away, then we're going to be in trouble.
Yeah. Well, there's one thing that got me annoyed as far as Wally World goes, and just a quick thought for you. Here in the Southeast, if they go to install a Supercenter, as it would be called, they wouldn't use a building that another big box store had used and had transferred to another location or whatever the case might be. They would actually go and have the land cleared and have a whole new, brand spanking new building built instead of reusing or, shall we say, oh God, what's the terminology? Recycling a previous building. Refurbishing it, where they could actually have their business there. And for one thing, when you go into a Wally World anyway, it looks like a bloomin' warehouse. It doesn't look like a regular store to start with. At least the last one I went into looked more like a warehouse with a concrete floor. And so,
same thing with the Sam's Club. Same thing with Costco. That's the model, the warehouse store.
Well, it's absolutely, well, I guess in a sense, unless you're prone to dropping glass on the floor, which this day and time you'd be lucky to come across a glass container in a store like that or a shop or whatever, you don't have to worry about it breaking on a concrete floor. But it's just gotten to be cold, impersonal, ridiculous, and not worth going into. So anyway.
No, I understand exactly what you're saying, and of course, there's hardly any staff there. And that's a big part of the retail experience is being able to talk to somebody about what the product does, what warranties are on it. But I've gone into some of these stores around here lately. You just walk around, you can never find anybody. They've all been let go. The model is, go on in, find what you need for yourself, you know, pay for it and go home.
It's gotten terrible. So have a great one.
All right, thanks an awful lot, Francis. We're going to let you go and switch over to Art, who's living off the grid. Aloha, Art. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. It's been quite a while since we spoke. It's interesting. I saw that article this morning about Costco, about Sam's Clubs. Certain Sam's Clubs are closing down, and we've heard talk of, I just left Missouri and moved back here to take care of my mom, who's elderly, and she's turned off real bad sick. And when I was there in Missouri, I was actually watching as the local JCPenney's and Sears and everybody was in the Big Lots. All of them were talking about, Big Lots closed up, Sears was closing up, JCPenney was talking about closing up. And I'm seeing this going on all around the country now. And I'm back here, and now we're hearing about Sam's Clubs closing down after Walmart and informed their hourly employees that they're going to be getting pay raises and all this stuff's going on. And then we're hearing about Walmart, certain Walmarts around the country closing up. And I'm already hearing people, well, what am I going to do? How am I going to get this? How am I going to get that? Well, wait a minute. How did you get it before Walmart became Walmart? You used to go down to your local hardware store and buy nails, didn't you? Well, here's what you do. If you've gotten used to going to Walmart, for example, I got out in Missouri. You can get root beer. It's actual alcoholic root beer. You can buy it from Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here in the state that I'm in now, I'm back in Georgia. Walmart doesn't sell this kind of stuff. So I went to my local liquor store, folks. This is how you do it. You want to You want to put these big, big corporate people on check. You know, you want to put them in check. You want to take back your economy. Here's what you do: you go to your local places. Like I went to the local liquor store here, and I said, "Look, here's what I want. Can you get it?" It took them about a week, and now I have someone who can supply me what I want. This is how you do it. Just start going to your local places. Like you said, Mike, yeah, you might pay a dollar more or 50 cents more or whatever, but look at it like this. That money, and I've been fighting Walmart for, 20 years I've been fighting these people. You're going to keep, when you use your local mom and pops, your local hardware store, your local farm and feed store, whatever, you're going to keep your money local. You're going to keep it in your own county. It's not going to go some international corporate yahoo who lives who the hell knows where doing who the hell knows what. Keep your money local, because that extra 50 cents that you're paying for that product is 50 cents more in your local economy. People, this is not rocket science. Let's let this happen. Let these big corporations close down their stores. Good for our local economies, bad for the
corporations. Yes, you're right. You're absolutely right. And at least when it comes to our produce, I mean, some stores are getting the message. Down at the local Safeway, they have a section of the produce section that is set aside for produce grown right here in Hawaii. And Claire and I always head there.
Yeah, so you know that's better for your economy. I mean, let's shut these people down. Good for the local economy, bad for the global corporations.
Yes, I mean the more integrated, the more global these corporations become, the less efficient they are. It really is. You're right. These corporations are sucking wealth out of remote areas and bringing it to themselves and having a lot of fun with it. And that helps to unbalance the economy. Anyway, Art, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go here, and good luck with your root beer. And getting on back to the news, we were talking about Israel has been carrying out all kinds of attacks near Damascus. And what they do is they fly over Lebanon without Lebanon's permission, I might add, and they will launch their attacks into Syria from Lebanon, and thinking that Syria is not going to fire back because Syria doesn't want to hit Lebanon. And they're doing it as much as anything to prove they're still relevant. Because, again, as I was saying before we took all the phone calls, the reality is that Israel and the United States have met defeat in Syria. They don't want to admit it. The U.S. doesn't want to admit that they can't do anything in Afghanistan, because the instant they admit they have lost any of these wars, the enthusiasm for any more wars will evaporate. Now, speaking of more wars, very interesting up in Germany. Apparently, Germany is one of very few countries where people under 18 can enlist in the military. And right now there are more than 2,000 soldiers under the age of 18 serving in the Bundeswehr. Now, of course, we all know the stories about child soldiers in World War II. We know all the horror stories of child soldiers in various other parts of the world. We're talking really small kids. But apparently this is the deal over in Germany, and it almost makes you wonder if they think war is coming as well. Now, the tiff with Pakistan is continuing to heat up, and Pakistan has declared that the United States are no longer, they're not allies anymore. And it is a big deal for a couple of reasons. The first is that Pakistan is spinning toward China. And after this commercial break, I'll tell you the second big deal. We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about Pakistan, and all of this kicked off by Donald Trump, who basically said Pakistan's been lying to us about their fight against terrorism. And this was followed by slashing funds going to Pakistan. It's a war of words. It's escalating. Pakistan is now saying that because the United States is not acting like an ally anymore, they are not allies anymore. And the indications are Pakistan is going to pivot closer to China. In fact, right after Donald Trump reduced the funds to Pakistan, Pakistan and China entered an agreement for direct economic trade using the yuan. So Pakistan is now trading with the yuan instead of the dollar. And this pivot to China, that's one consequence of this policy. The other one is actually a little more immediate. One of the key NATO supply routes by which NATO basically gets into Afghanistan runs through key NATO supply route through Pakistan. And right now it's closed. And Pakistan is saying that to reopen that route, they want $365 million more a year. So the numbers are going back and forth. It feels to me like
on top of all the other wars the United States has started all over the globe over the last 17 years, that for some reason they're poking Pakistan. And they're going to come on in and say, war on terror. Pakistan is a hotbed of terrorists. They took our money and allowed the terrorists to set up camp there. Because one thing the United States really cannot afford much longer are all these countries who are pivoting toward China and Russia. This agenda is actually not working out. The more the United States does, the more it drives other countries away from the American sphere of influence and more toward Russia and China. Now, oddly enough, we're getting word that Donald Trump is expected to preserve the Iran nuclear deal. And apparently, Trump is angry at Congress that it didn't take the October decertification of the P5+1 nuclear deal to vote the deal down. And then there was the speculation Trump would simply unilaterally withdraw the U.S. from the pact this time. Officials are saying that's not expected to be the case, and President Trump will again sign a waiver to keep the sanctions relief from the P5+1 deal in place, subsequently meaning the U.S. will not be violating the pact. So things are quieting down over in Iran as well. Maybe somebody somewhere in Washington, D.C., is understanding we're overextended militarily. We're overextended economically. Continuing on this path will bring this country crashing down. Now, Russia and France have both slammed the United States over this emergency UN meeting on Iran, basically talking about the protests that were going on in Iran and the means by which Iran was trying to control the more violent of the protesters. And the U.S. said, human rights violation, called this emergency meeting. And France and Russia are both saying, look, this is internal matters, or at least Iran's response to the protests are internal, and it's really not the job of the U.N. Security Council to intercede. And they basically reminded the United States that the United Nations didn't hold any emergency meetings after the U.S. crackdowns in Ferguson or against Occupy Wall Street. But at this point, it looks like the attempt at a coup in Iran, like it did in 2009, has failed. The Iranian sources are reporting the more violent protests have tapered off. There are still protests over the economic conditions, but those economic conditions, the high unemployment, the hardship, it's all the result of U.S. economic warfare against Iran. The U.S. has gone out to other nations and arm-twisted them to not do business with Iran. And that's why they have 13% overall unemployment and a 40% inflation rate, which actually compared to what we have in the United States is not all that bad. But they are ramping up that pressure and trying to find some way they can bring it down. But this coup d'etat, this fizzled. And I think one of the reasons they are more and more tending to not work out is because around the world, more and more people understand this is how the United States plays this game. You go on in, find the discontented among the population. Every society has people who are not happy with what's going on. And you fan them up. You encourage them. You support them financially. And you send agent provocateurs in there to rise the level. You take it violent. You create this momentum, this feedback loop that basically carries it forward until the government will fall. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials. Lady Claire is home. I'm going to go check on how she's doing, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354. Or visit MIG911.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And apparently Russia has now reversed its earlier claim and is now saying that Turkey was not behind the drone attack onto Russia's base in Syria. They say they know who it is. At this point, they're not identifying it. All right, we're going to go back to the phones here. And Keith Rogers, fellow RBN host, is on the line here. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I got a question for you, then I got a statement. Mike, you told your audience before that in lieu of cell phones and stuff, that when you take a photo or a video, that it's actually embedded within the information of the video and or photo, the device and stuff which was used to take it, as well as it's probably GPS information and stuff. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I think I remember that. You're talking about cell phone cameras.
Right, yeah. So
yeah,
my reference is how the U.S. is now, what do you call it, in a polite way, saying pissing off Afghanistan with that latest video of the U.S. soldiers, plural, driving by that Afghanistan driver there, and they shoot through the window and kill the driver, and Afghanistan was really upset with that.
Yeah, I couldn't understand why they would be upset.
Right, and of course, you know, again, this is the U.S. kind of deflating its own bubble, not only in the Middle East itself, but also Afghanistan and Pakistan now. But with that same premise, though, why couldn't the U.S., because it seems like Russia lately, when the latest released video where this jihadist was doing one of his type of videos, that he an airstrike was called in, he was killed on the spot, and another guy had his arms blown off like that. But the point is, though, is if the so-called war on terror was correct like that, why couldn't these people be targeted because of all the information that's being sent out on their phones and stuff, as well as the ability to be able to listen to these phones and stuff, like over with the GCHQ, how they have the biggest Middle East monitoring system, that they would know exactly where all these phones and stuff are being broadcasting from due to GPS location.
Well, first of all, if somebody takes a photo or video with a cell phone and doesn't send it out, if instead they transfer it to a computer, there are available tools where you can strip out all that identifying information. Then you simply post it on a jihadi bulletin board and the video is out there and there's no back trail.
Okay. Well, anyway,
I mean, even Photoshop, the data for JPEG image is called EXIF, and it's where it was shot, all sorts of information, camera information and everything. But in Facebook, you can just delete all of that, just strip it right off.
Okay. Well, anyway, the important thing was though, that is the way that the Afghan government, who the United States has been basically supporting for all these years, is now giving a backlash now from what the U.S. troops are doing over there. And what I thought at the time, though, was this was done in the field as they were driving like that, and so another soldier had been recording this, and so I was wondering if the U.S. was scrambling to try to find out whose phone that came from.
I imagine they probably are, but the damage is already done. The cat is out of the bag. And,
right.
Yeah, this is not going to sit well with Afghanistan. This could even trigger a renewed push to get the U.S. out of that country.
Well, that reminds me of the Stryker team, if you remember them. Matt Talby had written about up there where they were killing Afghan kids just for fun.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
Anyway, that's all I had there. But I just thought that was kind of interesting that the U.S. seems to be losing its allies across the planet there. And
it is.
It just, you know. Anyway, I just want to say that and give Claire my best, okay?
I certainly will. Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Yeah, this current war regime, it's been going on for 17 years. It is failing. And the more the U.S. tries to grab other countries, the more countries are pivoting away toward Asia, toward China, toward Russia. The U.S. right now basically has itself and the NATO nations, but even the NATO nations are getting tired of some of this stuff. Now, getting on down to Israel, there's been another incident at one of the illegal settlements, Yitzhar, where armed Jewish settlers were attacking Palestinians. And apparently they were being protected by Israeli soldiers. So it looks like Netanyahu is definitely escalating his confrontation with the Palestinians. And that also extends out to sea. As you know, Israel limits how far out Gaza fishing boats can go from the shore of Gaza in order to limit how much fish they can catch. And apparently, if you're on the wrong side of what is often a very arbitrary line, you can get into trouble. So apparently Tuesday morning, Israeli gunboats opened fire on two fishing boats. And they were 5 nautical miles from the coast of northern Gaza and 1 mile from the Israel-Gaza maritime boundary. So technically they're in waters they're allowed to be in. But the Israeli forces shot up the boats and detained 6 fishermen, including 2 children. And 2 of those detained were featured in a photo story for the Electronic Intifada last October about the annual crab catch. Maybe that's why they were targeted. But again, Israel's behaving very, very badly. And if you comment on it, ooh, you're a dirty, filthy, Jew-hating anti-Semite who wants Hitler to come back and cast Jewish babies in the ovens. But resistance inside Israel is continuing to grow. And apparently, a group of 63 high school students from all across Israel wrote and signed a letter to Netanyahu saying they refuse to serve in the IDF and they are very much opposed to the continuing occupation of Palestine. See, what Israel is doing, it's all about the leadership. It's all about those few corrupt individuals at the top. And it does not necessarily reflect what the Israeli people are thinking. Same thing applies to us. What the United States is doing around the world are the results of those who are in power and don't reflect the feelings of the American people. That's why we have to be very careful and very selective when we hand out criticism and we avoid that broad paintbrush approach. Now, interestingly enough, the Most Reverend Timothy P. Broglio, he's the U.S. Catholic bishop, wrote a letter to Secretary of State Tillerson requesting that the U.S. keep its embassy in Tel Aviv and not move it, and goes on to say, I urge you to seek a diplomatic solution that respects the legitimate aspirations of both Israelis and Palestinians and promotes a just peace. Pardon me. So what we may be seeing is a new voting bloc emerge. And that is basically Christians who are not Christian Zionists. And this whole Jerusalem thing could very easily become a factor in 2020. Now, getting on over to North Korea, it does sound like things are settling down. They're talking. They had a conversation over the hotline. Now they've met in person. Apparently, it's going very, very well. And North Korea has once again reiterated that its ballistic missiles and its nuclear weapons only target the United States. They are not aimed at Russia. They're not aimed at China. They're not even aimed at South Korea. They're not aimed at Japan. So Kim Jong-un is absolutely correct to reframe this confrontation as what it really is, the U.S. butting its head in where it is not wanted. What's really interesting is as the two Koreas are talking and walking back the idea of war, media pundits, they almost seem disappointed. Oh, gosh darn, this is a bad thing. We were looking forward to mushroom clouds and all the rest of it. Actually, the real concern here is that it is less a case of North Korea coming to South Korea and more a case of South Korea wanting to move closer to North Korea. Remember, South Korea's president, Moon Jae-in, is very much in favor of the Sunshine Policy, which is the Korean program for reintegrating the new Korea, the two Koreas. Tear out the DMZ, get rid of all the landmines, establish transit. North Korea has resources. South Korea has the factories. It would be a boom time over there. And I hope these talks continue along that line. And I hope both Koreas understand that the only reason they've remained separated all this time is because of U.S. interference in their internal affairs. Now, one of the positive results of all these talks is that North Korea will be sending athletes to compete in the Olympic Games next month. And they're also sending along their female cheerleaders. And this is actually a very famous group. They're very beautiful. They've got very good choreography. They're called the Army of Beauties in South Korea. And the North Korean women are going to be sent down there to help cheer their athletes along in the Olympic Games. It's kind of weird. I don't recall seeing cheerleaders at Olympic Games, but then I haven't watched the Olympics in a long time. Okay, we have these, Boy, the Navy has so many problems with their littoral combat ships. I can understand why they're just abandoning them and want to start all over again. But apparently the U.S. Navy's newest littoral combat ship, the article didn't even name it, it's just hull number 9, was unveiled by shipyard workers in a snow-covered ribbon-cutting ceremony up in a port in Canada. And it was supposed to have gotten to Florida by now, but it's still stuck in Canada. And apparently there is so much ice and so much snow, it's overwhelmed the tugboats.
So I'm appealing to everyone in the room
enough
to put
tugboats
the country-
to come on over and get them out. The ship is not considered critical shipping, as opposed to things like food and other supplies. Speaking of cold, as you know, California is dealing with some horrendous mudslides. First, they had the wildfires. Almost feel sorry for California. First, they had the wildfires. Now they're having the mudslides. Because of the cold, the mudslides are ice cold. People who are getting stuck in the mud, they're getting hypothermia. They're getting hypothermia. And to top it all off, Jerry Brown says the state's heading into a new recession. Now, apparently, there's been another mysterious explosion over Russia. And apparently, a lot of people thought the Americans are attacking, the Ukrainians are attacking. But apparently, it may have been yet another meteor. And they do seem to have a lot of them come down over Russia. But then look at how large Russia is. There do seem to be a lot more rocks falling out of the skies these days. And again, you need to understand that as the solar system orbits within the Milky Way galaxy, it's also bobbing up and down. And when it bobs through the center part, there's a lot more debris there. And so a lot more junk is coming in from outside our solar system, like that asteroid a few weeks ago, where they determined it definitely came from outside the solar system. So let's talk about the economic news now. Pardon me. Kodak has decided to launch a cryptocurrency venture, and shares of Eastman Kodak were soaring with that announcement. And apparently Kodak has a licensing partnership with Wen Digital to launch an image rights management platform called Kodak One and a photo-centric cryptocurrency called Kodak Coin. So they're getting on in there. I hope they do a better job than they did getting into digital cameras. A little bit of history for you photography buffs. And by the way, if you ever get anywhere near Rochester, New York, take the tour of the Eastman Mansion. It is an amazing place, and they've got case after case of antique cameras. Kodak built its fortune on the film camera. The original one was you'd buy the camera, you'd shoot up the film inside, you'd send the whole camera into Kodak. They'd process the film, print the pictures, and send it back to you with another one of these box cameras. That's where they started. And, of course, they've been a major name in Kodak. They did film stock for Hollywood. They were a little late getting into the digital camera field. They really thought people were going to stick with film. Nobody's going to go with these newfangled digital cameras. And there is still a small market out there for Kodak film, but they got into the digital revolution very late, and the first camera they launched was really very, very poorly designed, and that's why there are no more Kodak digital cameras out there. Okay. Apparently, there is a new egress of Russian billionaires, and they're all heading to Malta. More than 730 of Russia's biggest businessmen have applied for Maltese citizenship. Now, Malta has a very interesting immigration law. You can buy your citizenship in Malta, no questions asked, for just 900,000 euros. And Malta is a tax haven. A lot of money gets parked in Malta. It's a small island, a lot of stuff going on there. Got a really good movie studio there as well. And basically, if you go to the website of Malta's government, they actually have the list of citizens, and you can see who's going on down there. But apparently these Russian billionaires are getting out of town, which I think in the long run might be good for Russia. Fewer oligarchs, basically, is what's going on here. Now, as I mentioned to one of the callers earlier, Sam's Club is closing stores down across the U.S. No notice given. It's actually going to start this, actually today. It started today. The next time you go to Sam's Club, it may be closed with no warning. That would certainly be a problem for Claire and I, because the only other big box store it would be a Costco, and that's actually quite a long drive away from us. So we'll go back to shopping at the local markets and stuff. But it is another indicator that our economy is not doing well. People don't have money to buy all the consumer goods that are out there. So I believe we're coming up on a commercial. There should be some music. I'm not hearing the music. Oh, there it is. All right, we'll be right back after these few words.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Let's talk about what's going on over in Europe right now. There is a growing furor, if you will, over the Brexit issue. And it has been sparked by Tony Blair and his associates coming on in and saying, we're going to find a way to stop this. And that is not sitting very well with the British people. And apparently Blair and his backers are literally launching a campaign very soon. And it's basically all these Europhiles, including ex-EU Commissioner Peter Mandelson. They're going to be all over the media saying, you know, stay with Europe, stay, you know, we're working toward the New World Order. But it's having a real rough reception over there. Meanwhile, a petition has been started through London's version of the White House online petition site, which no longer exists, by the way. But they have one in London. And if you get over 100,000 signatures, you force a debate in the Commons over the issue at hand. And the petition that has already gone over the limit, number of required signatures, basically says, forget Brexit talks, just quit. Just quit the European Union immediately. And apparently this issue will be debated in Parliament's Westminster Hall Annex on the 22nd of this month. Now, over in Austria, their Chancellery Minister, Gernot Blümel, is saying, we won't pay any more because this potential for Britain leaving is basically creating an EU budget shortfall. And Brussels is already out there telling the member states, you're going to have to cough up more money. We need more money. And up until the Brexit, Great Britain and Germany carried the lion's share of the load. And a lot of that money was siphoned off to prop up European Union member states that are in serious economic trouble. And so some of these countries are getting really tired of this. And it looks like Austria may be seriously rethinking being part of the European Union. Over in Germany, apparently they're once again in coalition talks. Merkel says there are still big obstacles. They're down to the crunch. Apparently, one thing she's going to try and do is start the talks and not let anybody leave until there's a resolution, no matter how late into the night or next morning it goes. That could backfire on her quite a bit. The big obstacle, of course, is the immigration policy. Merkel is still standing firm on her open borders position, and the other governments, the other political parties that she's approaching to form a coalition government are Eurosceptic, closed border parties representing the German people who are just fed up with this refugee nonsense. They want it to stop. The people have clearly spoken here. All right, we're going to take a break for station identification. Do join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.